You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1465.
Well, I had looked through the CRM, and it was someone that hadn't been contacted in about 9 months. So it's kind of resuscitating it, bringing it back from the dead, and trying to actually make the deal happen.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. I'm your host today, Brent Bowers, the land man. And today I have Matthew Bouchard on the podcast. And I'm excited to interview him. He did a super simple land deal. And I'll talk about it throughout this episode. It's just kind of was easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You know, he's going to talk to you about how they revived the dead lead, how he revived the dead lead. This guy was like just tough to get in touch with. And it's been over 9 months since anybody had gotten in contact with him. And he was able to revive it. And he's going to tell you exactly, you know, how he got it and how they sold it. And they did this in 30 days. So I don't want to give it all away on the intro, but basically, he made 30 grand in 30 days. So let's jump right into the episode. I hope you enjoy it, Rhino Nation. Matthew Bouchard, welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Brent.
Yeah, man. I'm happy you're here. I'm glad we got this done. I know you are working some very dedicated hours for what you do in the car industry. You know what? In about 30 to 60 seconds, give Rhino Nation a little bit about yourself.
Well, my background is about 22, 23 years in the auto industry, pretty much all super high-end cars, Porsche, Bentley, Lamborghini, Rolls-Royce. I've kind of worked for all the brands and some of the bigger dealerships. But heard about this land thing about 2 years ago and finally did the Land Sharks course about a year and a half ago and started taking this a little more serious about 9 months or so ago.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, kudos to you for taking the action. I mean, right before we hit the record button, I remember exactly where I was at, what I was doing. I was walking with the kids in the neighborhood, our first conversation. So I know it took a couple of times we spoke before you finally joined. So I know you had a lot on your plate and I think you're a little hesitant to jump in. I'm curious, like what made you jump in, you know, completely shift as far as industry? You're in the auto industry and you're jumping into the land industry or the real estate industry.
You know, it's real estate in general is something I've always had a desire to get into. I actually did get my real estate license in New York City about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's not an industry you can do part-time, especially in a kind of geographic area like New York City. So I got a short-term rental in December of 2020. That's actually been working out really well. You know, we don't make a whole ton of money with it, but it completely covers all the costs and covers the minor maintenance stuff. And we have a free house to use whenever we want in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. So it's about 90 minutes due west of the city.
Nice little getaway. Yeah, exactly. You sent me that picture this weekend. You were chilling in 50 degree weather. We were chilling at our lake house. We also Airbnb our lake house just to pay for itself. And it's about, an hour and a half away from us. So exactly 90 minutes. It's nice to have that getaway and that change of pace. And it's amazing that other people pay for it. And what's amazing about these Airbnbs, and I used to have three Airbnbs. We only have one left. I sold the other ones. Unfortunately, I wish I had them now because they've all quadrupled in value. But these tenants really treat it well. I mean, and I found the higher we charge, the less riffraff we have. We used to have a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot. We had a few like issues in the beginning, but I realized, and we had a booked calendar. I realized we were charging too little. Yeah. So now we charge a heck of a lot more. So we kind of cut out the riffraff, but it's available for us to use now.
Yeah. We, kind of similar thing, but we don't have instant booking turned on. So like we actually screen the people before we allow them to go and book. They actually changed in our township about a year ago that we can no longer do short terms. So now we have to do month to month. So now we have people that are just traveling and working remote. We're actually making more money now on 30-day rentals than we were on short term because you'd have some months where you're packed and you know every weekend you get a 3-day or 4-day weekend where you can really make some money. And then there's the down months where you have maybe 1 or 2 weekends rented. So, you know, average together, we're actually making more now on 30-day rentals.
That's amazing. Yeah. We look at our profit and loss. And again, ours is about a break even, but it's nice that it pays for itself. So that's good to know. That's really good to know.
Honestly, it's pretty similar for us, but we just need to rent out 7 or 8 months, and that covers absolutely everything for the month, or I'm sorry, everything for the year, and then still puts another $4,000 or $5,000 in the pockets to do just like minor maintenance. I mean, yeah, at the end of the year, you end up breaking even, but it's like, okay, you're going to do the deck boards on the deck this year, or you're going to do whatever it happens to be, and it, that soaks up that $4,000 or $5,000 real quick, but you didn't take anything out of your bank account.
Exactly. There's always some maintenance due, but here's the really cool thing. So we have a mortgage on ours. It's about, I think, 2.75% because we got it a couple months before COVID, before I knew what COVID-19 was. And I thought I was the smartest person in the world because it booked out like crazy. And we used land funds to buy it, but I needed write-offs. So right. I needed to have another rental. So I depreciated it like the IRS allows me to. We wrote off quite a bit. I didn't have to pay as much taxes. Other people are paying for this property, and eventually it'll be paid for by other people. But yeah, I mean, hey, you got to do something with this land money. So speaking of land, I know that you had a amazing deal happen. Let's talk about it. Let's talk a little bit about how you got started, what it looked like, and how you pulled your first land deal off.
Sure. So I've been working with a partner that I met in the Land Sharks community, you know, Squad Up. So I've been working with him now for about 9 months. I initially went through Land Sharks in November of 22 and honestly didn't do much with it for about 6 months. And then finally just had an epiphany one weekend and like, I got to start doing something. And one of the more senior guys was looking for someone to help out with acquisitions. So that's what I started doing. So about May of 23, somewhere in that area, started doing all those acquisitions. So I handle all the kind of like cold calling and reaching back out to the leads that come in through mail, basically handling the deals as far as the acquisition side to buy them, doing all the negotiation and going from there.
Oh, that's amazing. I love partnerships. There's always someone that's got more time or more money. Maybe you're just starting out and you don't have a lot of money, but that person that does has the money, but they don't have time to answer the calls and vice versa. You know, I see a lot of this happen. So there's guys that are really good at getting a pile of leads, but they're afraid to jump on the phone with them, or right, they don't have the time to jump on the phone with them. That's so amazing, just knowing that you guys got that done together. Let's walk through one of those deals.
I'll be honest with you, I actually really enjoy the calls. I just enjoy talking to people. So I find it pretty easy to talk to people, and I get pretty good rapport back and forth, where I think they also find it pretty easy to talk to me. So they're just very fluid conversations. Out of the couple thousand calls I've made in the past 8-9 months, I mean, I can think of only literally one or two that's ended in getting hung up on or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, because you like it. You probably like it because you're good at it. So I always say, you know, do what you do best and get other people to help you out the rest, or contract out the rest.
Sure. Yeah. So one of the deals we had closed not too long ago, I've already been paid on, was a deal that we had in Arkansas. It was about a 9.5 acre lot that we bought for 40, and then we were able to get it sold in about 30 days on market, and we sold it for 70. So I made $30,000 on that one. Maybe I'd take out agent commission, but that was really about the only cost that was in there besides closing.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and hit the victory bell for that. $30,000 profit. Okay. I want to know everything, you know, all the nitty gritty details. So you made $30,000 in 30 days. So about $1,000 a day that you held it. Not bad. Not bad at all. So how did you find this deal in Arkansas?
So this was an old dead lead that my partner had, and he had been doing some marketing in there. And it was a lead that he initially contacted about a year prior to when we talked at the end of the summer. So it was just follow up. And eventually got him on there. He obviously started much higher what he initially wanted money wise for it, but we were able to get him down to something that was reasonable where we thought we could actually dispo it. And we had ended up buying it. We took it down ourselves. And like I said, we ended up putting it on the market and selling it with a realtor, and he performed for us.
So a dead lead. So when you say dead, it would like, were you just guys not able to get a hold of him for some time, or what distinguishes a lead to be dead?
Well, I had looked through the CRM, and it was someone that hadn't been contacted in about 9 months. So it's kind of resuscitating it, bringing it back from the dead, and trying to actually make the deal happen.
I love that. I love it. So was this a mailer that went out, or how was this lead put into the CRM?
You know, I'm going to be completely honest. I don't have that particular information, because I was not the one that initially sent out, you know, for the marketing on that one.
Yeah, no worries. No worries at all. So, I mean, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So you got it for 40,000. How did you find that realtor? Because I like we find a lot of realtors don't deal in land. How did you guys determine if it was a good realtor or not? How'd you find them?
Honestly, just use your method. It was a realtor I ended up finding, just kind of looking through in that particular geographic area for people that, you know, someone that sold land frequently. And this particular realtor had sold 6 parcels in like 9 months, and it's all similar kind of land that we had. And the thing that really made the difference with him is that we had a couple other properties we were looking at that weren't quite under contract yet, but they were close. And this guy just did some legwork for us. Like, he went above and beyond. And like, even though I was like, listen, we don't have this other property under contract yet, but he's like, oh, it's 15 minutes from where I live. He goes there, he took pictures, he got me some topographical information. Like, you know, unfortunately that lot didn't end up working out, but it was just like someone I've never met before, just had a couple good conversations with him on the phone, and he happened to go above and beyond, you know. And it was one of those things where it's like, okay, this is our guy kind of thing, because he's going to do the legwork, you know. An older gentleman, I don't know his exact age, but I would say he's definitely in his probably late 50s, early 60s. He says he's been doing real estate for 30 years in that particular area, and it showed.
Yeah, he probably knew that area like the back of his hand. And that's incredible. I mean, 6 properties sold in the last 9 months, similar size, similar area. So that is your man. That's your go-to. And if anybody's wondering, like, how do I find a land sales specialist real estate agent? Like, I want to find that person. You just go on Redfin and you go to the sold land, and you can look in the last year, you can look in the past 6 months, 3 months, whatever. And really, you're just looking in that area where you have a piece of land under contract, and you click on those leads and you see who it was listed by, who it was bought by. And not all of them will have a listed by, bought by. That just means they didn't sell it with a real estate agent. They might have sold it off market or off the MLS. So just keep clicking on them and copying and pasting who it was listed by and who it was bought by. And eventually you're going to see a pattern, like Jim Jones is the guy doing all the land deals in this part of Arkansas. Well, that's your person to call. And a lot of people have the scarcity mindset. Well, what if they steal my deal? If they're doing enough business, they're not in the game of stealing deals. They're in the game of serving so they can do more business. Because what do realtors want? Most of them want listings.
Right.
So, yeah, man, that's awesome. And that's your boots on ground. I mean, are you or your partner in Arkansas?
No, he's in Jersey and I'm in Manhattan. I'm in New York City.
So did one of you guys get on a plane and go and check out this land? How'd you know it was a good piece of land?
The realtor.
That's right. That's right. So the realtor's selling other land. More than likely, he knows what he's talking about. That's powerful. And I almost feel ashamed that it took me so many years to figure this out, because a lot of times I was driving through a lot of this land. I always used to do deals within like a 3 to 4 hour radius. I would go drive to the land. Now, like, I can do anywhere in the United States a piece of land, as long as there's land selling.
But you can use the basic tools that are available for free, whether that's Google Earth, Street View. You know, a lot of these areas that we're buying in now, you know, they're not major metropolitans, but they're popular enough where you're going to have street views and things like that. I've found too that some of the other FEMA maps might have a little more up-to-date images from satellites. So that's a good one, or Land ID to get your topographical stuff. So it's between, you know, the 3 or 4 free ones and then 1 or 2 paid ones that are very inexpensive. I mean, you can get 95% idea of what exactly is happening on that land.
That's amazing. What would you say is your number one tool or tech that you like using, Matthew?
I mean, we use PropStream. So, I mean, all of my initial due diligence is there. I mean, I try, when I'm going to call a lead, I do 2 to 3 minutes of just very quick comping and due diligence, just so I know what I'm looking at, what the neighborhood looks like. You know, I don't spend too much time, because if I don't make a connection with that person or they're not even interested in selling, then I don't want to waste too much time. But I'd like to at least have an idea of what I'm looking at and what I'm talking about, just so I can speak somewhat intelligently when I'm going to speak to them about the area. And, oh yeah, it's across from the cul-de-sac. And, oh yeah, I see there's a little retention pond that's over to the north, or whatever the case may be. And that makes the person on the other line feel a little more comfortable, like, oh, they know what they're talking about a little bit.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You're almost like the authority, like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. He's a real buyer. He's telling me things about this land that I know are true or around the area. And guys, just so you know, PropStream does cost money. It works out to $99 a month. If you want to go and check out PropStream right now for free, this link will get you a 7-day free trial to PropStream, and you can download 50 records and start mailing landowners tonight, or homeowners, landowners or homeowners. And you can go to the landsharks, that's plural, list.com, the landsharkslist.com. PropStream.com and get a 7-day free trial to PropStream. If you don't want to pay that $99, just set your calendar for 6 days so you can cancel that so they don't get charged that $99. Matthew, thank you so much for sharing. I love the fact that this deal was just easy peasy. I mean, it seems pretty simple. Was there anything like we should know, like any pitfalls or any just what are some of the like hidden secrets about this business, like where people should be careful? Because I feel like I don't talk enough about that on this podcast. It's like okay, let's hear the wins, but let's talk about sometimes the days of doubt or some of the rough times in this business as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. The first deal that I have under contract that we own, we're in contract to sell, but now we have to go through quiet title on. It was a property I actually did get under contract pretty quick when I first started doing this. Within just a couple weeks, we came to an agreed price. And unfortunately, it was a smaller deal. I think we're into it for under 10 grand, but let's call it 9 grand, 9,500, something like that. We have it for contract with a builder that still wants to buy and he's waiting to go through a quiet title. He did put down a deposit, so that way he has skin in the game too. But, you know, it was literally the first one I got in June, and we probably won't end up fully getting it sold until June of this year. It's going to take a year on, you know, one of these things where it's just time, you know, time takes everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, if you get enough of those stacked up in the pipeline, you know, it'll start working out where things close a lot sooner. I've had some deals like that. I do remember those, but now the pipeline's full. And, you know, I've had one that we've been working for about 6 months, but it's going to be well worth it. You know, after you pay for that quiet title and realtor fees, attorney fees or whatnot, what do you think your projected profit's going to be on that one?
Somewhere between 5 and 6 grand. So, okay. You know, it's eaten into the profit on this one a little bit, but it's not going to be a loser. It just won't be a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, what's one piece of advice or gold nugget you like to give to someone just getting started? I mean, you've done deals, so you're a little further ahead than most people.
Yeah, I've just found, you know, when you hear some of the other people on podcasts or some of the books, when they say, you know, smile when you're on the phone, it really makes a difference when you're calling someone. Smile. I mean, I almost never go for the person's name when I call them, only because skip tracing can be sometimes accurate, sometimes not. You know, the name that is on the property may not be the same phone number that's on there. So I just call them, I greet them and say, good afternoon, my name is Matthew and how was your day? Like something to that effect. And it just starts the conversation. It takes the person off their feet a little bit because they're just assuming they're going to get sold to or whatever the case may be right away. And you just start the conversation and maybe it adds another 30 seconds to the call for, you know, fluff that is not going to get you where you need to be just yet. But it makes people feel a little more comfortable.
Yeah, you set the precedence. You know, I have a trick that I do when I wake up in the morning. I smile. And, you know, thank God for just letting me wake up and have a great night's sleep. And then mornings that I forget to do that, I feel like the day is a little, you know, there's a few more challenges in the day. But when I wake up and I smile, first off, and I could have had a terrible night's sleep or kids could have kept us up all night or I got a couple hours or I was traveling. It always sets things off just right. So that's a good tip. You know, just smile and dial.
Exactly. Sometimes
it's not always easy, you know, to smile and dial. It's almost like Jesus said, love your enemies.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to get on the phone and just love on people. And people can feel that through the phone. It really is effective. I should say, like, you just, I don't know, it's just, what's the word I'm looking for? Just it's infectious, I guess, in a good way.
Yeah.
So, all right, Matthew. Well, thanks for being on the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. If anybody wants to team up or do deals with you, or they want your help, your expert ability, because you are a masterful closer, you get dead leads revived. How can people get in touch with you to squad up?
Sure. So we are currently in the Northern South Carolina market in the Spartanburg Greenville area. And that's where we've been doing our marketing now for the past 6 months. So we're out of Arkansas, but in South Carolina. And so far it's been working out well. We've got a handful of deals under contract that we're in the process of looking to dispo and buy purchase. So yeah, if anyone wants to reach out to me, my email is matt@cash4americanland.com. So matt@cash4americanland.com, or you can call or text me at 917-399-6154.
All right. Is that Matt, M-A-T-T? Or
yes, sorry. Yeah, M-A-T-T at cash, the number 4, AmericanLand.com.
All right, guys. Matt is a buyer. He's looking to buy. A buyer's a buyer's a buyer. So if you got a deal and you need a buyer, reach out to Matt. So Rhino Nation, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want you to keep taking action. Get out of education mode. Yes, the podcast is amazing to listen to. You have guys like Matthew Bouchard on here just pouring out knowledge and gold nuggets. I mean, he's got a very successful Airbnb doing land deals. But I want you to keep taking action. I want you to go to wholesalinginc.com/land. That's wholesalinginc.com/land. Schedule that call. Click the schedule the call button. Fill out the application. You will be getting a phone call from me. Sometimes it takes a day or two for me to get back to all the applications. We're taking on a few more people. We keep the land sharks very, very small. But I'd love to interview you, see what your real estate investing goals are. And if I feel like we're a good fit, I might even give you an invitation to join the land sharks. Matthew, thank you so much for being a go-giver. God bless. And until next time, see you later, Rhino Nation. God bless.
Thanks, Brent.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.